That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
The Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
Here's what's trending.
Changes are coming to Facebook, Instagram, and Threads. So the parent company Meta says that the social media platforms are going to start labeling content that was AI generated. They made the announcement over the weekend. They said starting in May that there's going to be a new rule, that they're making changes to their current policy because it was created back in 2020. And, you know, obviously AI has really changed since then.
So it'll know if I use AI, ChatGPT, to come up with some snarky comment and then I post it, it's going to go, made with AI.
Yeah, and I'm wondering if the content that they're talking about is something like, I don't know if it's as like deep cuts as comments.
I bet
as
it's photos.
Would be as content. Yeah, exactly. Like photos or videos, stuff where
they're
it's all like
newsy
what
stuff.
What they're afraid of is the upcoming election. They
exactly.
know, you know, we're just going to get bombed with misinformation. Mm-hmm. But again, it's how they're putting their thumb on the scale. Like, how do they moderate content?
They've got people that do this like all day. Like, this is like their gig. I read an article a couple years ago about these content farms, and it's these people's jobs basically from like, you know, 8 to 9 hours a day to sit and comb through all of this stuff and basically like green light, red light it. But it's almost like,
How do you do that?
Well, that's the thing is that it almost gets to the point where these people have to be taken and out of rotation because of the stuff that they have to see that, you know, obviously wouldn't
it's
be allowed.
It's going to be a human having to judge what the AI made.
Yeah.
Which is what they're saying, which all of our jobs will be.
Oh.
When AI replaces, they're up there in the sky doing all the stuff.
That suddenly we are the moral compass.
Yeah, we're going to have to be.
Facebook, a.k.a. Meta, they also said that starting in July, they're going to stop removing AI-generated content as long as it doesn't violate their community guidelines. So best of luck with that Wild Wild West explosion. Chechnya has reportedly banned music that is too fast and or too slow.
Which is a bummer because we know what a hot music scene the Chechnya Music Fest is.
Oh, the club. The clubbing.
You think Maha was fun. Go to the Chechnya Music Festival. So all music has to be within a 80 to 116 beats per minute.
116.
So basically, just to give you an idea, modern day pop music, the new standard of this, their new standard would be too slow compared to what the tempo is for most like American generated pop music. So this is their way of, you know, weeding out a lot of Western hemisphere genres.
Could you imagine any dance club having restrictions on that? Music can't be too fast, but it can't be too slow. It's just got to be in the Goldilocks zone.
Which, wow, that's slow.
For a club,
that's
you're
slow
like...
slow dancing, right? That's all you're going to be doing.
Yes.
What was that pool called?
The Serenity Pool.
This sounds like something. I'd book they're booking this DJ from Chechnya.
Ain't no music at the Serenity Pool.
I go on today at 6:15 for the late show.
The Serenity Pool.
So artists have been given until June 1st to rewrite music that doesn't meet the criteria. And if their music isn't reworked, they won't be allowed to perform in public. So, I mean, I guess this doesn't stop you if you have headphones. I mean, this is basically music in public. So it would be any kind of radio, any kind of like live concert.
If you live in Chechnya.
If you live in Chechnya. I mean,
they're trying to culturally restrict everything to go back to these traditional beats.
Yes.
I wonder if that would be in the range of like the club music, you know, before the drop where it's
well, get ready for the drop.
Ice Baby's 116 beats per minute.
Oh, he's right on the edge, buddy.
He's on the edge, as is Metallica. The final countdown. The final count. Yeah. That's the that's all on the edge.
You're about anything ready to get thrown out of a Chechen club.
I think so.
I know, but it'd be interesting to look at, like, you know, what is popular music now and figure out, like, you know, what song is just like a Taylor Swift song. Like, does that even make the cut?
And is there a guy with a beats?
God, I don't know.
Beats per minute measurer?
Like a speedometer?
Yeah.
Like a speed gun? And he's like, I am bringing you down.
Yeah, what's the restriction for it?
Oh,
I guess we're going to really, this is
fun.
Really going to hit that Chechenian tourism.
I'll tell you what, I flew Southwest when I went down to Florida. I don't like the way you line up anymore. At first, I thought it was fun.
Oh, you don't like being...
Gate lice.
Gate lice.
Gate lice.
I kept trying to explain it to Wylene. I'm like, it's time to be gate lice.
Those are the people go to the gate before everyone else are really anxious to get in. They said that's the jargon that airport people and flight attendants call the people who crowd the gate.
Yeah.
Way too early before a flight. Gate lice.
Gate
not
lice.
Flattering.
No, it's not. And so she was appalled
what
by
am I?
It. You're a sloth.
I'm a gate sloth.
Gate sloth, and that's what I was telling her. So I'm standing there because,
last call for Jeffrey Dagan.
Yes.
They're like, please get on here. You're holding everything up.
Some guy said, you know what, this is much more stressful flying like this. And I started thinking, I'm like, you're right. And he goes, at least, you know, any other plane I have, I know where I'm sitting, so I don't have to stand in line like this and wait to get on a plane. I thought to myself, I'm like, you're right.
There's got to be a better way.
I'm done with this gate lice.
There's got to be a better way.
Yeah, but if you're Southwest, then you're going to get a crummy seat.
Yes. Absolutely.
That's the problem.
That's the problem.
That's why it's always, I mean, we flew United to Hawaii and back, and that's the nice thing is that you can board whenever because there's no feeding frenzy to, like, get... to a seat and you know, mark your territory.
I would never hold up a flight. I just time it. You want to time it perfectly. So you just waltz right on.
God, yeah.
You never want to get the call.
No.
You see them
again. Yeah.
And you just, you walk up like a pimp. In your mind eye, you pretend like you're the only person on the flight.
Yes.
At least for the walk down the ramp. Thump, 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 thump.
Yeah, because last time we flew, all of us, you and me, Jeff, someone was telling me that you were just... They were stressed out and, you know, having to get to wherever the connection was. And they said they were amazed at Jeff because he was never stressed.
Well, you're only stressed really when you fly with someone else. I've noticed most of the stress is when you're with someone else. It's sort of freeing and partially sad.
Yeah.
But when you travel alone, you're only culpable for yourself.
Yeah.
And
well,
so I remember getting stuck in one of those lines in Houston where I was in a ticket line for hours. And everyone around me was fighting, but since I had no one to fight with.
Oh, no, I guess you're right. There's perks.
I just sat there and people watched and watched people lose their mind. Because when you got someone to vent to, Molly, where you're like, why is the line going?
Yeah, I guess you're right. I never really thought of that.
My husband is an anxious traveler.
Is he?
And the kids are getting to an age now where they're like, what's up with dad? Because it's like, they're like, if dad had his way, we would be at the airport the night before. Like, he's that guy.
Oh, he's that guy. Okay.
Yes. And it is absolutely, I mean, I'm a Kavanaugh through and through. I can't even tell you how many flights I've come close to missing, maybe even missed. I mean, I am of the Jeff Dagan. I mean, I don't know if it's something about that kind of Irish upbringing or what it is, but I am not like... I am walking on the plane usually as they're like, seriously, the door is closing. And that gives my husband like unbelievable
anxiety.
And
most people.
I got a buddy who's got to be anymore and he's getting more eclectic. He's got to be 4 hours.
Oh my God.
That's
really?
His limit.
Okay.
He's got to be there 4 hours before.
Mine's an hour.
Well,
it's expensive.
He's got to be on the road to the airport 4 hours before because he's worried about traffic. Depends on the town. So if he'll come to Omaha, we'll remind him, like, dude, 30 minutes.
Okay.
Buddy.
Probably make it.
Yeah.
Without
Come
a doubt.
On, man. Depending on the time, too. I mean, so it's just, it's very, like, I have to channel, like, I have to find my serenity now, inner peace, and patience with my husband. Because it's just, he gets really anxious.
He just probably wants to get through security.
And he wants to relax.
Some people think it's worth the pound of stress.
Yes.
To get there so early, you're through security, and then now,
I'm here.
Hey, you got 2 hours to put your legs up?
My God. You're like, yeah, we're going to be on the flight for another 8. This is great. I'm so glad the majority of my day has been spent
sitting in an airport. Yeah, and sitting.
So I am like an absolute, like, I am a gate ghost. Like, we get to the gate. Kids sit down. We stake out our territory. They are immediately like, can we be on our devices? There's no reason not to be. There's nothing else to do in an airport. And I am like, I'll be back in a minute. And he's like, uh-huh. And then I just go. I just walk around, get something to eat, maybe get something to drink.
Yeah, you start
spending
money.
I ghost my family.
You start blowing money in your own
town.
That's
why I hate
that. In your own town's airport.
You're
right. And you're like, I'm on vacation. I'm going to have a $20 beer. I'm on vacation. You're at Epley.
You're like, this isn't
special. We've all lived it. Oh, my God. I've run up a $100 bill once.
Standing 10 feet from your car.
You're $20
drinks. I'm on vacation. You take an Instagram photo of your drink and you post it. Vacation time.
What?
Epley.
They're like, that is the most expensive Bloody Mary.
Yeah, it is.
In the
it
zip
is.
Code. Big Party Show.
3-4-1, Olivia Rodrigo. She'd be obsessed. Talking about obsessed, I'm obsessed with this conjoined twins. They got married. I guess one of them got married.
Two gals. So they're conjoined twins.
And there was a reality show about them for the longest time.
And so the one gal falls in love with a fella, and they get married, and now we just all have a ton of questions. I feel like I have
so many
10-year-old's curiosity, and I need my mother being like, don't ask.
Yeah.
No.
Where I'm at the checkout line. I got 1,000 questions that I shouldn't say out loud.
And all she does is give you that look.
Right.
It's interesting.
Like, don't do it.
Because this guy married one of them, and it's literally one body, two heads. I'm sure you guys have seen it all over the news.
I'm sure that's the name of the reality show. On an all new
One Body, Two Heads.
You're like, is this real? It is.
Uh-huh. It's crazy. And now, I guess the reason why it's back in the news again, because this happened about a week ago, is that the husband is getting sued by the wife, the ex-wife, for paternity or something like that. And so,
oh boy,
yeah, the whole thing
like
is
she
crazy.
Was already she was already suing him.
Yes.
Yeah.
This was already like in motion. This wasn't like, you know what? Now I'm finally doing this. Because you stuck your head above the hole.
You would hate whether you had a bad relationship or not. Your ex moves on and they have another life, and then boom, they're in the headlight. They're in the, and now you get drug in.
Yeah.
Yeah. How upset would you be? You're like, these aren't my choices. This isn't my. So much of this is just. Very,
you know, you got questions.
It's questions. Like I pulled up. I mean, I'm so obsessed with it. I actually pulled up. I tried to find everything on weddings, what their wedding was like, and it shows them dancing. Oh, relatively normal, but the whole thing is just not normal that we're used to.
Well, I don't know how that works. I wouldn't use the word. I think
normal
is problematic.
Normal.
I would say more just. It's unique. I mean, you're watching something where
you're
being a conjoined twin in and of itself is a unique experience.
It's Abby and Brittany.
Mm-hmm.
I would say the hero of the story is the sister who didn't get married. She is the coolest sister ever. She also didn't have a choice.
Maybe she did, Jeff. Maybe she did have a choice and, you know, she just said, hey, let's, you know, one of us.
I mean, how could she ever have a private conversation? We're saying she just has to tell her sister.
Noise
to
canceling
put her,
headphones. I bet that there's probably. I mean, like seriously,
bingo.
Like I would say that there's probably a way where they're like, listen, this is gonna be. You just need to. My thing is that I just think about how I just got back from vacation with my husband and how we're on different sleep schedules,
mm-hmm.
and I just think like if you were a conjoined twin, and you had two different. I mean, the whole thing with them is that they have like two different.
Heads.
Brains like so like yeah they have two different personalities, two different everything. What happens like when one is like I am just sacked out, man, I am tired,
or
and
grumpy.
The other one's like yes, and the other one's just ready to go.
They figured this as, that stuff out a long time ago,
sure,
right? Like they could figure out that we're gonna have to sync up our sleep schedules.
Absolutely.
The mix up was when the one said, hey, I'm getting married.
You're like, how'd you meet that guy?
I mean,
where was I when that happened?
Who did he have to flirt with harder, her or the sister?
I don't know.
If you want any chance of marrying the one, you got to really get to know the other. Like, you've ever dated a girl and you realize
Jeff, you don't have
who
a choice.
Her best friend is, and you're like, that's the gatekeeper.
Yes. Yes.
If that girl doesn't like me, I have no chance with her friend.
This guy is something else.
I mean, probably sends his sister more flowers on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I don't. I mean,
speaking of Valentine's Day, hey.
And noise canceling earbuds,
your noise canceling headphones.
Yeah, they. That's the whole thing is interesting. I went and watched like a documentary, or whatever, on the two oldest conjoined twins, two dudes, and learning to work together. It's like you said, you can't just separate. You got to figure it out. And these guys are older. One was shaving one, but these guys are facing each other, which would be different. And they share one butt.
Stop it. I love that.
When one of them gets mad at the other one, they said he'll gorge himself.
Because the
other one will get sick. I'm like, what?
That's
I guess
terrible.
What else are you going to do, slap each other around? I don't know.
Yeah, they're probably a lesson we can all learn. In getting along.
You're right. You got to figure
share a body.
It out.
Look, buddy, you're not getting away from me. You probably slap each other till you're just tired. You've done it 1,000 times. You know what? We can slap each other again, man.
I hate you.
Just get along, okay?
All
right, we're going to break here. Yeah, we'll be right back. Taylor Swift. Did you watch the new Taylor Swift, Jeff, yet? No?
I haven't. I said I watched like 10 minutes of it to be like, okay, this seems like a lot. So it felt like a movie, you know, that you put on, but you weren't committed yet.
Yeah, I haven't done it yet.
And I didn't go back to it yet. Okay. So I'm sure it's got to be a full spectacular. You know me, I like to do the 7-minute movie. You can't fast forward.
You can't fast forward the Taylor Swift.
But like I caught a little bit of the magic. Like once she looked great. Like I've never kind of got the... But you know when you see people good at what they do?
Yeah.
She's such a rock star. I was like, okay, I get how Kelsey could go to a concert and be like, I think I love Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm. She loves that Kelsey too. I guess she sent out some message to her fans and maybe their fans are giving her grief about it or something like that. And she was like, you guys don't understand. This man, there's not a single man that's ever made me as happy as this guy does and shows me what love really is. I'm like, they gonna get married.
You're like, what's the over-under?
Make it stop.
He starts crying. He's more excited than my 12-year-old daughter. He's like, oh.
Yeah. I just want happiness, Molly. I know you're not. You come from a dark place. And dark
why haven't you watched it?
Because I don't know. I just haven't had the opportunity or the time. I was going to download it and watch it.
It's on Disney.
On the plane, but I decided I'll just have a moment.
It's probably not on Disney forever, right? Won't they eventually yank it like they do everything and put it in the vault?
I'm not sure how long they own the properties to it, so I mean I'm not sure how long it'll be. On the platform streaming.
I wonder if there's people that have watched it like 6, 7, 8 times, probably.
Why would you not?
Yeah, it's right there for free.
I mean, if that's in your wheelhouse, if that's your band.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I always
and you're
try
so
and
excited.
Put my parameter as old lame as it sounds, and I was into tons of bands before this, but like Pearl Jam, on their way up, I remember how obsessed.
Yeah.
And I had to buy all their tracks and I was deep, man. I thought I was in the band.
I went through the Boy George.
So, like, every once in a while, a video or an old piece of content will pop up on YouTube of Pearl Jam. And I'm like, I probably watched that probably 1,000 times before YouTube existed.
Mm-hmm. Those are the good times.
But that's what's fun to be the super fan, where you also have that feeling of, like, you take kind of personal ownership of him. And you don't like them to get popular?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's like your thing.
I would think that some level Swifties hate this. Hate the whole rest of the world zooming in.
Probably.
I don't know if they hate it, but I think it's just a matter of...
They're overprotective, that's for sure.
Of her.
Yeah, of her.
But I think it's like the more the merrier as far as like, you know, the vibe with, you know, Swifties.
Yeah,
it just cracks me up to watch like the back and forth struggle between my son and my daughter.
Yeah.
Because he is just like, this is terrible. And I can't even believe that you listen to this music. And she's like, why do you get so upset that I listen to this music? He's like, because you have no taste. It's just like the Bickersons are back.
Now, is he finding the taste in music? Like, what is
he? No, that's the thing. I'm like, what's your taste in music? All I ever see you listen to is video games. Like,
okay.
I mean, like, what? Like, I don't ever hear you. I mean, he likes, like, David Bowie, and that's fine. But, like, he is just on her because she has entered the preteen music portal.
Yeah.
Where, like, music is my life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, constantly updating her Spotify, all this kind of stuff. And he is just like, you are so basic. I cannot even believe. Like, you're just every stereotype girl listening to music in her room.
Oh, my God. That's funny. Yes. And he's 14 now.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
That's about, like, wow. I was long before that. I was super into
Were
music.
You?
But my brother was in a band.
Okay, that helps.
Makes a difference.
So he teed it up. Like, he was fascinated with certain bands. So then you just copied.
Copy what he did.
He used to play guitar, and he would get me to sing.
Oh, really?
And I had this childlike voice that would be super high on some crazy level.
Yeah.
And then my voice changed.
Now you sing like a bird.
My brother was like, you've got an amazing voice. And it was like a little boy, like a really high, crazy notes. And I don't even remember what he wanted me singing. He had me singing along with him. And then I got that weird... puberty. And I was like, oh no, I lost my singing voice.
He's like, hey.
I was going to be in the choir.
Isn't that funny how that works? So,
time to change.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
I
the boy's voice that, changing.
Yeah, what's going on with that?
Yeah, I was texting with a girlfriend of mine and I was like, there's a part of me that feels like I'm trapped in a Brady Bunch mashup of their Hawaii episode and when Bobby was having his voice change. Because it's like this whole thing where my son's kind of getting to that point.
Oh, God.
Oh, it's everything. Your face kind of matches the voice.
Did your, like, belly button hurt when you went through puberty?
What?
That's strange.
That's so specific.
Who was that question for?
What?
Molly?
I don't know. Never mind.
I remember reaching for the milk glass all the time and knocking it over.
Okay, because you weren't used to your arms.
You didn't know how long you were.
Yeah, because my arm had grown from the night before. I remember lying in bed and moaning and crying because my legs were growing.
That's what I remember as well. And so my stomach, my belly button hurt too. I don't know why. My stepfather said, that's puberty. I'm like, okay.
They were just blaming it on it. They're like, your son, he came out, he's like, your son's so weird.
Right.
Sits in his room all day, listens
talking
to Culture
about his belly
Club.
Button. He's like, well, why don't you stop digging around in there?
Right.
Maybe it'll hurt less if you cut your nails.
Cut your nails.
That's probably it.
It ain't a sandbox.
Right. All right. We'll be right back.
Yeah, some big party show.
Cal 94.1, thank you for listening to the Big Party Morning Show. And you know what? The eclipse is at like 1240, 1250 is when it starts. And what's the rules, Molly? Don't look at it, right?
Don't look at it. Don't even look at it.
Don't look at it, Marianne. I have a feeling no matter how much I try and remember to look, I'm going to miss it by 2 minutes.
Yeah.
You're going to be somewhere doing something, maybe even in your car.
Yeah.
And you're going to go, oh, yeah. Oh.
Yeah, it's over.
The peak is at 155.
155.
It's like that movie, Don't Look Up. Look up.
I don't
just
have
make
glasses.
Sure you got those glasses.
I don't have any glasses, so
you
I don't.
You can glance. Just don't. You're not
don't
supposed
stare.
To stare. You're never even supposed to stare at the sun on a good day.
Okay.
Yeah. No, don't do that.
I'll do some glancing. Molly's going to be at the lake.
I'm going to be, I can't wait to check it out. I've got my glasses from last time. So
okay.
There's that. Let's hope they don't expire in use.
Yeah, no joke. But all right, don't come back to work blind tomorrow morning. All right, bring it out of here. We'll see you guys later. Have a safe day. Do yourself good.
Big Party Show. Spread.
spread the peanut butter on your thighs so everyone will know.
Big Party Show. Back hair will grow. Number one, make it so. Big Party Show. Big Party Show. Big Party Show.
Big Party Show.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.